Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The state of Israel is ready to include the West Bank, or should I say Judea and Samaria, as a part of the Jewish state of Israel. That's the headline. David Dolan will come to the broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says that he's going to push Israeli sovereignty over all the Jewish settlements.
Well, it's what the Prime Minister has been saying all along, Jimmy, that we won't be driven out of this land. This is our biblical heartland, Judea and Samaria, featured prominently throughout the Bible, obviously. The last words of Jesus go into all the world, beginning with Judea and Samaria. This has been a Jewish area for over 3,000 years, and as he states, they're going to continue to live there. Expansion of buildings, as you mentioned, but of course Hamas and the other radical Palestinians say the opposite, just as their sponsor Iran says, we will be in place of you, we will destroy you and be in the land, you can't live here at all. Well, it's Judea and Samaria, the Jewish heartland, they're back and they're going to stay there.
And the Bible does say that will be the case, and it's an absolute when it says it in the Bible, is it not, David?
It is indeed. Ezekiel 36, you speak about this all the time, and I have for years too, that the Lord would return his ancient Jewish people to his land. He doesn't say to their land. It is God's land, but he, as it were, leases it to the Jewish people forever, though it states in Psalm 105 and other places. So they are returning to those hills and valleys of Judea and Samaria and continuing to grow there and to thrive there. But of course, these terror attacks and violence occur periodically to try to drive them out. And a third uprising would be a major attempt to do that once again. And we'd have a lot of bloodshed. And we're hoping and praying that doesn't happen. But Hamas makes it clear all the time, the destruction of the Jewish state entirely, including in Haifa, including in Tel Aviv, not just in Judea and Samaria, is what they want to see.
David Dolan with the details of the Israeli government ready to move to include Judea and Samaria as a part of the Jewish state of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. David Dolan made a very important statement when he said that the land of Israel does not belong to the Jews nor to the Palestinians. The land belongs to God according to Leviticus chapter 25 and verse 23. Since it's God's land, he can allow who he wants to be the caretaker of that land. The ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel wrote in the 36th chapter of his prophetic book that the Lord will allow the Jews to be the caretakers of his land. And he does that because of his holy namesake, Ezekiel 36, verse 22. This land of Israel will be under Jewish control forever. That's Genesis 15, the Abrahamic covenant. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...